For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.
And I'm Laura Hamburg.
Ukiah has a new open-air market where entrepreneurs showcase their skills on the first Sunday of the summer months. Yesterday, vendors, nonprofits, and political candidates chatted with visitors in the parking lot of the Grace Hudson Elementary School, offering freshly made food, crafts, and information about various services.
We asked who was involved in putting the event together.
Juan Orozco, I'm a member of UVA, which is Ukiah Vecinos en Acción. Today is our second Mercado Comunitario for startup business entrepreneurs. They want to have their own business, their own license. The purpose of having UVA is really to have an organization that represents the Latino community, to make use of all the resources the Latino community has, and bridge that gap in the community and have the Latinos be part of all the events that go on. There's a lot of things that I'm really proud of what UVA is doing, and one that I can say is informing people.
I checked in with one of the vendors.
Yes, my name is Rosa Lopez. I'm here at the Grace Hudson Elementary School. I have my puesto. It's called Rosie's Creations and More. I have an array of different things. I have like jewelry. We have over there, I do some waterfalls and fountains. We have mariachi costume, beautiful, sparkly, with a charro head and beautiful sequins dresses. We have some purses in here that I make. They're made out of Coke can tabs. It does take a little while, but it's interesting trying to put something together, you know.
I was dazzled by the colorful, elegant needlepoint and handmade lace lining the walls of the booth. I stopped in to say hello to the artist, who was embroidering an intricate piece with butterflies and flowers and birds. She came from Philo with her two daughters. Lisa Cruz translated for her mom.
Can you introduce yourself?
Benigna Hernandez.
Lisa? Lisa Cruz?
Fatima Cruz. I'm 12.
Lisa, can you tell us what we're looking at right now?
Right now we're looking at napkins, like for the tortillas to keep them warm, and they come with different types of designs, so each one is very unique. It's dedication, because in order to get this done, you need to also have patience and creativity.
When did you start doing embroidery?
Cuando estaba como de unos 11 años, mi mamá y mi abuelita nos compraban las telas, los hilos, y nos ponían a, terminando de la limpieza, el quehacer, ayudar a mamá en las cosas del hogar. Ya todas las tardes nos sentábamos a tejer, a bordar, y así he venido por tiempo haciendo esto. Ella les ha enseñado un poquito, pero como lo de escuela, las tareas y todo, o sea, pero sí, algunas cositas que ella les emociona y se ponen a también ayudarme por las tardes cuando salimos de trabajar.
Yeah, so she started doing embroidering when she was like 11 years old with her mom and her grandma. They would buy the materials, you know. They didn't really have that much money, so they didn't really buy different types of like the colors and stuff, but like with little, they started learning more and more, and that's when they got more ideas, more. And it also helps her like to relieve some stress, because it's like it makes her like more relaxed as well.
And I understand that you make your own lace as well as doing this intricate embroidery.
Sí, la orilla, pero tienen diferentes nombres. Sí, el bordado, el tejido que lleva alrededor, sí, todo yo lo hago.
Yeah, all the edges, different designs for like the end of the napkins, everything. Different designs, yeah.
Well, I see we have customers here, so it's very exciting. It's lovely to meet you and your daughter, Lisa.
Mucho gusto.
Lisa, mucho gusto.
Mrs. Hernandez and her wares will be back next month, along with other vendors who participated in a series of business trainings. We asked more about what it took to bring these entrepreneurs to market.
Yes, I'm Holly Amlata, and I'm the program manager of the ARC Family Resource Center. So we are the overall planners of the the community marketplace, and we help facilitate getting the training together for these participants that are actually part of the market. So we had people who had hobby businesses or had business ideas that wanted to come together and put a business together, and we help facilitate that with other community partners such as West Business Development Center, EDFC, Economic Development Finance Corporation, and UVA helped partake in this, as well as the Alex Rohrbaugh Recreation Center and Healthy Mendocino's Poverty Action Team. And now we have new business owners and seasoned business owners that got to come together into this total community market.
So what does it take for a hobbyist who wants to get serious about their business to have a booth here and try to make some sales?
So come on down to the ARC Family Resource Center, or send us an email, or jump on our Facebook page and send us a message. We can send you an application. We are accepting applications till the 24th prior to the next community market. So if you submit a vendor application by July 24th, we have room for you.
Tell about the benefits that people get from participating in all these business trainings with these local nonprofits.
So basically they had five different trainings that they did with West Business Development Center. And by showing up to all five of these, we were helped to be able to help these vendors cover their booth fees to be able to be here, to be able to see how their hobbies could become a real business, and to train them to see how a business actually runs and then put it into live action.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.
And I'm Laura Hamburg from the Community Market in Ukiah.
And next month,
Community Market, the Mercado Comunitario, it's on Sunday, August 4th.